الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليس على المرضى ولا على الذين ما يجدون ما ولا على الذين لا يجدون ما ينفقون حرج إذا نصحوا لله ورسوله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respective brothers and elders, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that deen is nasiha. Deen is nasiha. He said that 3 times. Then the sahabi asked that liman, who is it for? Then he replied, lillahi wa li kitabihi wa li rasulihi ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said that this deen is nasiha. It is for Allah, it is for His book, His prophet, and to the imams of the Muslims, and to the general Muslim also. This is one of the hadith which is regarded as a fundamental and integral part of deen, so much so that some scholars say that 1/5 of deen is based upon this hadith. And some go even further and say 1/3 of deen, of all fiqh masail, is based upon this hadith. الدين النصيحة. The deen is nasiha, is advice, is sincerity, is nasiha. Now, really, this Arabic word al nasiha encompasses many meanings. But the true meaning can only be expressed when it is used in the context for in which that word is in, then you will be able to deduce the meaning for that sentence or that context. Just by itself, it can mean many things, but the general meaning of that would be sincerity. Nasiha means sincerity. But it can mean many things. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-din al-nasiha." That deen is nasiha. If you have that, then you will be able to have the complete deen. The Sahabas inquired, "Qalu liman?" The Sahabas inquired, "Who is it for?" Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لله. That nasiha and sincerity first is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that to believe Allah how He should be believed, to be sincere and to love Him how He should be loved, to know Him how He should be known, meaning not to associate anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know Him as to be the creator of the creation. To know Him as to be the sustainer for the creation. To know Him as He is the one who is the helper and provider for the whole creation. To know Him as He should be known. That is being true, sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that that love makes you, propels you, forces you, makes you want to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. But as we are weak, that is why the fear element has to also be there. Sometimes if the love decreases, then the fear element will also stop us from transgressing the boundaries of Allah. For we know that if we transgress the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the outcome of that can be very severe. Inna batasha rabbika la shadeed. That surely the severity of your of the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe. So my dear respected brothers and elders, first and foremost is to be sincere and is to have true and complete sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that we should try to reach a state of ihsan. We should try to reach the state of ihsan. Then and only then we have reached, we have become truly sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is ihsan? Hazrat Jibreel asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mal ihsan? What is ihsan? An ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, fa'in lam takun tarah fa'innahu yarah. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. That you are seeing Him. That Allah, you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever you go, you see Allah. Whatever you do, you see Allah. That is ihsan. And that is the true sincerity that every single person should try to attain. That is the goal every person should attain. And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah. That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are watching Him, as if you are seeing Him. That whatever you do, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. But if you cannot see Him, then at least you should know that He is watching you. That you have this feeling within you that my Lord is there. And when a person has that, then that means he is truly submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is truly sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he has become a true subservient banda, abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are the awliya, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become like that. And that is why, that is why that whatever they wish, they get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they put their hands up, the du'as are really accepted. Why? It's because Allah becomes theirs. مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Those who become for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah becomes for them. That is why the Sahabas, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, when the earth shaked, when there was an earthquake, what did Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? He hit the floor, says, did I not do justice? straight away it stops. Why? Because he had become for Allah and Allah had become for him. Whatever he wanted, they would get. The Sahaba would want rain, they would ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they would get rain. To such an extent that only that portion of the land will be drenched in rain. They will put their hands up and they would make the servant or they would make their own child become alive. How did they do that? It's because they had become the men of Allah. They were truly sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mother makes dua for his child. A child had died. So Allah, I only want him to become alive again so that the non-Muslims and the kuffar of that time do not make mockery that you become Muslim, now your child has died. And child becomes alive again. It is only because they have reached a status of ihsan. They have become truly sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-deenun nasiha," that this deen is nasiha. It's sincerity. It's having true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ, to his Prophet. Which is a natural progression. Is a natural progression. That those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will automatically love the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, say that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي, that follow me, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return will also love you. The sign of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is natural. Because if you follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then that means you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come down to tell us, me and you, what to do and what not to do. Who is the medium? It is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only Musa alayhi salam who spoke directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and you can't speak to. If Allah wanted, that's different thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a medium. And that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we disobey Rasulullah, we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person cannot claim that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yet disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any shape or form. If in any shape or form we disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we cannot claim to say that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Impossible. Because it is Allah who says to follow the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you disobey Rasulullah, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is impossible for a person to acclaim that he is sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet being disobedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-deenu an-nasiha lillahi wa li rasulihi," that you have to have sincerity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to have complete submission to the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Wa li kitabihi," and to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because the book of Allah is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person says that he is fully submitted to Allah, yet he disobeys the Kitabullah, he disobeys the words of Allah, then how can he say that he is fully submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, if we want to be fully submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want to be fully sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will have to learn what Allah is telling us. We have to learn what the Quran is telling us. We have to learn what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to us. Meaning we have to learn our deen. We have to learn our deen. What our deen is telling us. From the moment we wake up to the time that we fall asleep, from the moment that we are born to the time that we pass away from this world, from the moment that we start eating to the time we breathe our last breath, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wanting from us, we have to learn that if we really want to be sincere to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa taqwa.